ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Daniel Swidani is possibly Solomon Islands' most well-known critic of China. As premier of the most populated province, Malaita, he had been critical to the national government's relations with China. But Mr. Swidani was removed as premier earlier this year, and just last week he was disqualified as a provincial member because of his anti-China views. I caught up with him before he boarded a flight to the United States, and I started by asking him for his reaction to the decision by the provincial government minister to disqualify him from office.
I was expecting the advice from the office of the Attorney General to the Speaker. But in my case, I've seen that the minister is advising the Speaker, and then the Speaker even announced my disqualification. Until yesterday evening, he gave me the letter after the minister announced my disqualification as being a member of the provincial assembly. So that, in my mind, I think is not fair and it's not correct.
Now, Mr. Swidani, the provincial government minister has disqualified you from office because you refuse to support the national government's One China policy and you've opposed Solomon Islands' relations with Beijing. And he's also claiming that you've continued to support Taiwan. How do you respond to those claims by the provincial minister?
If they look at me as a person who advocate on those issues, I was advocating on behalf of the executive government and the people of Mali. It's not my personal views that I'm advocating for. So to penalize me as a person is not quite right, because what I'm doing when I was a premier is I'm representing the people of Mali. They should have penalized the whole executive government because I was representing the executive view on the issue of the China issue and the switch and all the other things that I was advocating for in the past.
Now that the provincial government minister has disqualified you from office, what's your reaction to that and what do you intend to do?
We will be pushing the case into the court so that the court can give sound decision regarding what the minister is doing against me. So I'm filing a court case in the High Court.
As we speak right now, you're in Suva. What exactly are you doing there and what's your plans?
In actual fact, I am here in Suva to get my visa, which I did. I've given the visa to go to the U.S. to attend a meeting in UN under we are working with groups that are more concerned about the environment, the conservations and the climate change. So I am on my way to the United States this week. So that is the reason why I'm in Fiji, because I'm here to apply for my visa, and they have been granted my visa for 5 years. 5 years visa to visit the U.S. during my meetings with the conservation group and the climate change issues in the Pacific and in the Solomon Islands and Malaita in particular.
Now, Mr. Swidani, there's been lots written about you in the Solomon Star newspaper back in Honiara over the past couple of months. Can you elaborate about this trip you're about to take? And is it about geopolitics and China? What exactly are you intending to do in the U.S.?
Before I came to Fiji for this trip to the U.S., I am also attending a COP25 on the climate change in Madrid in Spain. So I am quite involved in the climate change issues, which something to do with the life of the people in my province, seeing that my province has a lot of vulnerable, places like the lagoons, the Malaita Outer Island, the Lau Lagoon, and other places that is vulnerable to climate change. And this is what I am involving in at the moment, and trying to find ways that we can prevent, ways to try as much as possible to encourage people to do something that is climate change issues and, logging, banning of logging to destructive developments in the province.
Now, Mr. Swidani, you're a well-known critic of China and Solomon Islands' relations with China. What's your position now that you're out of office? And would you continue to lobby against China while you're in the U.S.?
People understand my stand. For the last 3 years, I've been very mindful of our new friend, the way they do developments, how they come to our province, the way they come in. But now I can see that one of the good examples that has been happening now is with the one China policy, I was disqualified under the one China policy, not being, you know, supporting the one China policy. I will be fighting for, you know, what is right for my people, especially in terms of conservation, developments, and other things that is not good. And the ideology that we stand for and the principles that has been in our mind.
One of the things you're well known for is the Aoki Communique, which is Malaita Province's position on relations with China. The new Malaita Provincial Government wants to change this. How do you feel about these proposed changes?
One of the parts of the document state out clearly that we don't accept Chinese developments that is destructive to the province, especially in terms of logging and mining and other things. So that we will try to find, you know, doing ordinances that will guide the whole thing. Because at the moment, Malaita province is not quite ready for these developments yet. So the communique is trying to put forward that we must have some safeguards before, you know, allowing these people to come in. Otherwise, they will come with their, you know, the way they do developments in the province and other places in the other province as well and in the world is not good. So the communique really is a guideline, is a principal guideline that people in Malaita would like to see things happening in their place. And the way this new government can want to act, I think it is because of the we are not allowing the Chinese people to come to do developments that is dishonest in our province.
Now, would it make more sense then for the communique to continue, but for changes to that particular clause you're talking about?
I think it is not, you know, it's not possible to say that we can get this Chinese thing out from the communique and the others to remain, because the communique is a principle standard people have in their mind. That is the thing they want to see happening in the place and in the province. So even if you want to put away the communique or what you want to do with the document, the principle remains with the people.
Solomon Islands will go to the polls next year for the national elections. Do you plan to run for office?
Most of my people back at home encouraged me to run for the general election 2024. But at this point of time, I cannot say anything because I need to talk to my people. We need to discuss issues. We need to have this leadership thing discussed among people before we can come and give a decision on the issue of the election.
That's Daniel Swidani. He's the former premier of Malaita province in Solomon Islands, and he's no longer a provincial member of government, but Mr. Swidani is planning to challenge his removal from office in court.